Now it's time for the Chatham County Roundup, presented by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. And speaking of right here, we've got Aaron Hall, WCHL's own, joining us here now in the studio for another round of the Roundup. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, my friend. How are you?
Doing good. What's going on?
Hey, man, I am happy. You know, I have to say, you mentioned Weaver Street Realty. I have to say thank you to Mary, Terry, Gary, and the crew at Weaver Street Realty for being the sponsors of the Chatham County
Everyone
Roundup.
Here has got to be named Aaron,
that's
and everyone,
right.
everyone there has got
to
have an Aaron name.
That's
yeah.
right. And so I'm really quite thankful to them. And as we kick off 2019, we're just really going to keep shining this light on Chatham County.
Awesome.
A couple of things of Chatham County I want to talk about. We have a couple of lives to celebrate of some real hometown heroes in Chatham County. These are two siblings, John Cross and Archie Cross, who both passed away within a week of one another. And let me tell you something, these two brothers, siblings, were for sure heroes within the town. Archie Cross was known as someone, the grill master, who would bring out his grill and feed the whole community so as to bring unity throughout Chatham County, and was known for his hearty laugh, his hugs, and his smiles. And we certainly celebrated him, and as well as his brother, John Crawford, who was a veteran of the Vietnam War, served in Korea, was a member of the first NAACP branch, helped get the American Legion going, fought against the coal ash dump, was a volunteer of the Democratic Party in Chatham County as well, and I was proud to have served on the Chatham County Housing Authority. So when we talk about heroes, I wanted to know that we celebrate the lives of these two men who meant a whole lot to Chatham County. And the mayor came out, thank you to Cindy Perry, and so many folks came out that we wanted to take the time to share that. So we celebrate the lives of those folks. And a couple of announcements from Chatham County. I will let you know that the Chatham County Council on Aging seeks someone to serve as an alternate representative for the North Carolina Senior Tar Heel Legislature, which provides a united voice for older residents on important state policy and funding issues. The deadline to express interest is on January 28th, and for persons who are interested, would like to be considered, please reach out to Mary Warren, the area agency and aging director, at 919-558-9398. Again, 919-558-9398, or Dennis Street, who was our guest here on Chatham County Roundup, and that's at the Council on Aging. We also have the second annual Sing and Play event at the Jordan Matthews High School, and in order to qualify for that, you must be a student who's either homeschooled or in private school or in Chatham County School, and you have elementary, middle school, and high school auditions. Will be on February 5th, and the show date will be on Thursday, February 21st. So sing and play, and as someone who has always enjoyed music, I definitely say I support this, and music in our community is an awesome, very, very awesome thing. And that also takes us to the point of this Friday in Pittsburgh at Northwood High School. Not only can you hear the live version of the game on WCHL, which 97.9 The Hill, WCHL at 7:30, you can hear Northwood High School versus Orange High School, but we'll also be live streaming the game on TajTalk.com. And the person who will be giving the great commentary to my right is Coach John Berry. Coach John Berry has been coaching basketball since 1993. He's worked with over 2,000 plus kids here in the area, coached over 1,000 games. He has been AAU coach, was a coach at Woods Charter, Howard University grad from North Philadelphia. We don't hold that against you since I grew up in Baltimore. And he has written a book, Life and Basketball, and just one of my favorite people in Chatham County. So, ladies and gentlemen, won't you please welcome Coach John
Coach
Berry.
Good to have you here.
Hey, thank you so much, Aaron, for the beautiful introduction. And I'd like to thank you for bringing me on the radio show with you. And I'm looking forward to working with you and having an awesome time doing the color commentary for some of the basketball games in Chatham County.
Well, you know, since you this is our sports time, and you know, basketball, we like a little basketball here in North Carolina. So tell us about your relationship to Chatham County, to sports, and how you've seen some of the players that we're going to see on Friday night. You've seen a bunch of these cats grow up, and now we get to watch them play on the high school level. So tell us about your experience here.
Sure. 2006, me and my wife and my two little girls moved down here from New Jersey. Although I'm not from New Jersey, we moved from New Jersey down here the cost of living, quality of life, housing costs, things of that nature. When we got here, I just wanted to coach and looked into the basketball scene, and ultimately we saw an opportunity to try to, you know, start a team and coach somewhere. And that led me to, believe it or not, Woods Charter. Ended up coming here to University Mall. They had a summer camp fair. And we were just checking out summer camps for our girls and had a conversation with this lady named Heather Gallagher. She said, you know what, we're looking for a coach here at Woods. If this is something you're interested in, come on down on Monday, talk with them, see what happens.
Incredible how you go to somewhere to do one thing, and then that ends up just taking you in a completely different direction for your life.
Exactly. Yeah. So that Monday came, I talked with Heather, I talked with Cotton Bryant, I talked with Clifford, which was the board member, and a month later, I was hired as the head coach for Woods Charter High School for the boys. Next year, in 2008, we started. Long story short, as I was doing this, my two little girls were on the Bouncing Bulldogs, which is being run by the great Ray Frederick and his wife, Patricia Frederick. And he had, you know, been mentoring me ever since that point. One of the things he said to me was, you know, coach, you need to go in and start some camps and use camps as a feeder program for your basketball program. So that's what we started to do. And from that point, Youth Hoops basketball camps and clinics, we've had an opportunity to work with many, 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 many kids, you know, in the Chatham County region. Now, to get back to Aaron's point in terms of, like, some of the kids that we've talked with or met or worked with, many of them right now are on the Northwoods varsity basketball team. I remember working with Aaron Ross. He actually was on our dribbling team momentarily. Deuce Powell's another kid, very close with the family. Him and my daughter, Lena Berry, they grew up together at Woods because they was in the same class, came to a couple of my camps. Another kid named Adam Omar, he's on my AAU team. Another kid named Troy Hollins, another kid that very close with, along with his mom. And it's another kid, which, who was it? Eric Shadowin, came in from Texas, ran into our camp, worked with the kid. Ultimately, he's at Northwood right now, and he's one of their reserves coming off the bench for Northwood. So, yes, my ties going back to a lot of the kids on that Northwood basketball team go wide and deep, going all the way back to fifth, sixth grade. Now most of those kids are 11th grade.
Nice, nice. How does it feel to watch that transition and to really be not only a part on the outside watching, but to be working with these young folks? And many of them may not become college players or maybe not become NBA players, but what's it like to help them grow, and what's your hopes as they become young adults?
It's beautiful. I love going and seeing these guys out there playing, giving it their all, and whether they're the best player or the player that's, you know, on the 12th man on the bench, it really doesn't matter. The most important thing is they love the game, they give their all, and wherever that takes them, it takes them. And that's a very important life lesson, because ultimately, when you get out there in the world, you're not going to be the best at everything. But the one thing that you can do is have a certain mentality, have a certain principle set that says, no matter what I get myself involved in, I'm going to give it everything that I have. And wherever that takes me, I'm good with that. But the key is you have to be able to look yourself in the mirror knowing that you left everything out there on the court or in the corporate world,
and
wherever you're from.
That personal growth happens as much in practice as in games, right?
Oh, yeah. In fact, I actually believe that's where it's developed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, once you get to the game, I mean, it's going to be revealed. We had a mantra. I don't care what the score is. We can be up by 20. We can be down by 20 with 1 second left. We better be going all out, because at that point, it's not really about the kids, or it's not really about the score of the game. It's about your mentality, your approach that you're going to take, because whatever approach you take there, chances are you're going to take the same exact approach somewhere else. That's the key.
Who do you find that's been in the area that has helped you? You mentioned some folks who have mentored you, but I know you have a lot of people here in Chatham County area that have been heroes or that you look up to. Who are some of those folks and
circumstances? Well, the one at the top of the list is the great Ray Frederick and his wife, Patricia Frederick. I can't tell you how much they've done for me personally, as well as for my two daughters. I love that man dearly. Another guy that kind of jumps out at me is Cotton Bryan. I've worked with him. He's the principal over at Woods Charter High School. I worked with him way back 12 years ago. He's been extremely supportive of all the things that we've done at Woods, and we were able to turn that program around from where it was to where eventually it went. I'm internally appreciative for that. There's other people as well. Bruce Murray, he was a guy that worked over at the YMCA in Chatham County. He actually went back up to Chapel Hill, and I believe he's somewhere else now within the YMCA system. It's like one of the VPs, et cetera. When I first moved out here, he was the one that connected me to a lot of different people, the higher-ups at the rec center, Hubert Davis. He kind of plugged me into the basketball scene. Then you have a few other people, like it's this guy named Jeff Vaughn. He's actually a parent, but this man is, he's special. He went to NC State, just a solid human being, just a good life guy, borderline, you know, just a borderline, just a family member. Love this guy dearly. So when you start putting this whole thing together, there's a number of people. I give you one other person that's had a big impact on me personally, and it's been my man, Andre Neighbors. He's my assistant coach. He's been with me for the last 5-6 years. Great human being, great family man, entrepreneur. Wouldn't know where I would be without him. And the last guy that I'll mention is Andy Munn. He was my very first assistant coach over at Woods Charter High School. No one knew me. He stepped in, did an awesome job. He actually relocated to Charlotte with his wife, and so he's, you know, another guy that meant so much to me.
How important are things like, I grew up playing music, I grew up playing sports. How important is that for kids, young adults, and even as we get older, I'd still like to play a couple instruments and get out there and play, but how important is it for kids to have those outlets and those opportunities?
You know what, I believe basketball or sports in general can be used as a supplemental classroom to still teach them the same sorts of things that they're being taught in the class. It just happened to be through sport. Yeah, we're going to come in and we're going to teach you some drills and teach you some sets and want you to do certain things technically. But if you look underneath the seam, what are we really teaching them? We teach them leadership. We teach them hard work. We teach them discipline. We teach them, listen, we want you to look out for others sometimes before yourself. These are all critical life lessons that's going to serve them well and will allow them to go far in life.
So now we're speaking with John Barry, Coach John Barry, and we're running short on time. I want to give you a chance to talk about your book, Life in Basketball, which we have a couple of copies of here in the studio. It looks awesome. Tell us about the book. How did it come about?
You know, I'm a big John Wooden fan. You know, the great John Wooden from UCLA, he has a book out which is kind of similar in that it has a bunch of different quotes which gives you life lessons that you can kind of get from actually playing the game of basketball. So what I ended up doing was come up with a book, 425 quotes, half of life lessons, half of basketball tips. You open it up, first quarter, you'll see a life lesson. And then after that, you'll see a basketball tip, then you see a life lesson. And there's many great nuggets that can be used by parents, by players, and by coaches. One of the quotes that jump out at me is this. It says something like this. Don't expect others to do as you would. Doing so, you're setting yourself to be disappointed. Instead, be pleasantly surprised if proven wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the kind of nuggets. And then you have other things like basketball tips, like motion offense, five out, spread the floor, pass the ball, cut, go opposite, triple threat, pass the ball, keep moving. So we give them nice little nuggets, right, that coaches think about all the time, right, that may not necessarily be in a player's mind or a parent's mind. So if you're trying to get into a mind of a coach who loves the game, who's real technical, but at the same time holds life lessons as a core initiative of who they are, Life in Basketball is definitely the book for you.
Can we get a prediction for the game tonight, Carolina versus Wolfpack?
Oh, man.
You know what? I'm going to be a politician.
Lesson number 24 is don't step into a minefield.
Yeah. Listen, man, I love Carolina. That's my team. You know, I've been following them, you know, since we got out here. I know Hubert Davis. That's my man. Roy Williams, Dean Smith. So I'm obviously pulling for Carolina, but I do have some ties with NC State. Every summer we take our girls and our boys out there to their summer team camps, and we've had some great success, you know, out there, and we know the coaches, but at the end of the day, I bleed blue.
Let's go Tar Heels.
Yeah, that sounds good. Aaron Hall, Coach John Berry, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you so much.
That's been the Chatham County Roundup, made possible by Weaver Street Realty, specializing in local real estate since 1982. Every story is set somewhere. Theirs is right here. Find them online at weaverstreetrealty.com. More on Aaron Hall at toshtalk.com. And tune in Friday for that Northwood game coming up later on this week.